Baltimore, Maryland, and the nation are mourning today the death of a congressional veteran who became a national leader in the cause of civil rights. WYPR's Karen Hosler brings us the story.
Elijah Cummings lost his months-long fight for life this morning at the pinnacle of his lengthy political career. As chairman of one of three congressional committees leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, Cummings ignored his declining health to play a lead role in asserting the power of the legislative branch of government. The Baltimore Democrat also took advantage this year of his party's newly won House majority to pass a series of bills, ignored by the Republican Senate, aimed at dealing with the high cost of prescription drugs. His Montgomery County colleague, Jamie Raskin, said there was a clear sense of urgency in Cummings' final months in office.
So he's very direct and outspoken. He doesn't feel he's got time to fool around, and God bless him.
Cummings, 68, died early today after months of battling a variety of health problems. At a committee meeting earlier this year, he seemed most worried about leaving behind a nation in the throes of political turmoil.
When we're dancing with the angels, the question will be asked, in 2019, what do we do to make sure we kept our democracy intact?
In mostly Democratic Maryland, Cummings built one of his strongest relationships with former Republican Congressman Wayne Gilchrist. Cummings represented the very urban west side of Baltimore, while Gilchrist hailed from the very rural eastern shore. But they traveled together to visit each other's districts, Gilchrist recalled.
And that was one of the highlights of my time in Congress, when Elijah came over to Kent County to visit the county commissioners, businesses, farmers, dairy farmers, schools, eating the local fooderies. And then, you know, of course, when I went to Elijah's district, is really very, very different.
Gilchrist said Cummings' bipartisan approach could have been a good model for President Trump.
One of the best friends Donald Trump could have ever had after he got elected was to be friends with Elijah. You know, Elijah could have turned this administration around. But I guess it's hard to turn someone like Donald Trump around.
As it happened, though, Trump chose instead to attack Cummings and his district as rat and rodent infested. The congressman was furious at the insult, but turned out to have larger concerns. By September, he required both a walker and outside help to get around. He's been absent from the Capitol for the past month, when Congress has been largely on break. But his Committee on Government Oversight kept up its watchdog role, Raskin said.
Cummings has always embodied moral courage in my eyes, and now he is becoming an example of physical courage.
I'm Karen Hosler for 88.1 WYPR.